Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Insights. I'm your host, Megan McDonough, and this is where I share universal messages that come through readings that were specific for a specific person, but I share the universal message here with you so that hopefully you can use it for you. All right, this message has been coming forward everywhere. So not just in readings, in life, in interactions with other people, and for myself as well. This is the message. Make room for magic. No, I'm not talking Harry Potter. I'm not talking anything like that. Here's what I'm saying. Do you ever feel like, I feel like in this life, we hold on so tight, like our egos are so strong. And the ego is attached to fear, and a balanced portion of it is healthy. But our society and the way we live in general in this era, this time, is so connected to that ego and that false sense of control. In yoga, there's a saying, there's a word, maya, which means illusion. And the illusion is that this separate world, A, we can control, and B, is real. The Native Americans, I'm not sure which tribe, but I do remember hearing this a long time ago, and it resonated so much with me, is that they believe that the dream state is reality and the day-to-day state is the dream. Similar message, but in a different roundabout way. It seems like in ancient times, in ancient alternate wisdom and healing, there was this understanding that we aren't just made up of the physical and the mental, even the emotional, that there was this extra element, chi, prana, life force energy. When we tap into that extra element, that life force energy, through meditation or intuition, or just being still, It's like we surrender our ego just naturally. I've been thinking about this a lot when it comes to respect and humility. There's a lot out there lately in personalities that promote the lack of respect and the lack of humility. There's a lot of factors I feel like that have played into this, like religion isn't as popular as it once was. And I'm not religious, so I'm not saying that's a bad thing. But the two components of religion that I think get mixed up with religion, as if they can only be found through religion, are humility. And humility kind of goes along with respect. And then just that faith that there is something beyond, which all kind of goes together, the faith, the humility, and the respect. Now, they're not mutually exclusive to religion, but I feel like when we kind of stepped away generationally from the importance of religion in our lives, we lost those tenets that are actually very important in our lives. And the fact that there is something else higher at play, whether it's your higher self, God, spirit, soul, whatever you want to call it. And the fact that we don't open up space always to let it in, that we don't give the space for the dialogue, that it's constant monologue from us telling the universe, spirit, whatever, what it is that we want to do and how we want to do it. It lacks respect and it lacks humility and it lacks faith. And I'm not talking faith that is anchored in a specific deity. I'm talking faith, just the energy, the feeling of faith. We allow fear to cloud our perspective and our quote-unquote manifestations. Like when we are picturing something that we want in our lives, when we're meditating on it and working towards it and doing everything we can do in this world, this physical world, to make it happen. It's like we're squeezing onto this beautiful jewel and we're not letting it breathe. We're not letting it participate. We're not creating space for magic. And we're not having faith that the magic will come, that the magic is possible. When we create space for magic, or we create space for spirit guides, if you want to call them that, or God, if that feels better to you, to have a say in the conversation, it's like the conversation goes nowhere. Have you ever been part of a conversation where the other person just talks? And every time they take a pause, you think it's your opportunity to allow your opinion in or connect or agree or disagree. And as soon as you do, they railroad you over and just keep talking. That manifestation monologuing that I feel like we're all trained to do is like that conversation where the person is just railroading you and not having respect, faith, or trust that anything you say is worthy of anything. So if we treat the universe or God or spirit or whatever like that in our manifestation conversations, it's very hard to get any collaboration going. So we need to switch from that manifestation monologue to a spiritual dialogue. And how does that look? What is that? A spiritual dialogue, in my opinion, in my experience, is sitting with a want, need, question, desire, what have you. And truly asking the universe, God, soul, spirit, whatever you have, your spirit guides, your posse on the other side, relatives, they're all there to serve you. They're all there to help you. And the thing is they want to. It's like the spirit world is all sitting there like a whole bunch of cheerleaders, right? Your benevolent guides are sitting there waiting for you to say, hey, can I get some help with this? And they're like, yeah, give us a job. We want to do it. But then we let our fear get in the way and we're like, but it has to be done like this, 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 this. So we give them no creative freedom. We give them no respect and we give them no faith that they have a better perspective from where they sit as to what and how our life should go, how it can go that'll benefit us in the most rich possible way for what we need in the moment. I mean, just sit with that for a second. Like, that you've been, there's a possibility that you've been asking for things in a way that doesn't honor the other person in the conversation. And then, what might it look like if you do? If you do honor them in the conversation, that it is a conversation. Make room for magic. Make space for the unknown and have faith in it. Ask and you shall receive. That's exactly what I'm talking about. You have a spiritual group of cheerleaders at your beck and call all day long, every second of the day, every moment. If you're a dreamer, you can say, hey, please show me in my dreams. And you'll get the answer or a answer. And if it's not clear, you ask again. If you're a meditator or a visual person, you may get the message in a visual picture describing what it is that they're asking you to do or telling you what the next step would be for you. Here's an example of one. I had a friend was on my mind and I meditated and asked, what is it that I need to know? Why am I feeling her energy coming forward? And what I was shown was out of her third eye was like Krishna. At first I thought it was a train. And then when I looked further, it was like Krishna with the horses in front of him on his chariot, pointing the horses where to go. And that image to me says focus. Because that image represents is what happens when meditation, when the wild horses of the mind are trained, then your focus can direct you where to go. That is a conversation. That is a dialogue with spirit. And it's hard to remember because it's not tangible. We don't see it every day, but man, does it anchor you. Because it resonates at this soul level when we have this conversation and the messages come through, it's just a knowing. And then having that connection to that knowing, having a beautiful conversation open at all times, is purposeful and fulfilling. And elevating. Words are a manifestation for our mind stuff, right? So like the words we choose come from the state of our mind. When we're angry, get me some peanuts for a lack of a better phrase can sound like get me some peanuts versus get me some peanuts, right? It's a little acting coming through for you. But your point of view is dictated by your mind state. And the body is affected by both. And the breath is a connector. So it's like we have this machine, this physical machine of the body, breath, and the mind, which includes the emotions and everything else in between, right? But the outer breath, that which we can't see, that life force energy, is a part of our system. And we don't work completely without it. We don't operate optimally without it. And letting go doesn't mean going on autopilot and just saying, oh, the universe will take care of it, I'll back off. It's a conversation. It's making a plan and letting it go. Getting an answer, listening, and responding. It's knowing that you're not in control. You're not in control. You're in conversation. And that's a lot better than control. I feel, I think, I experience. Wherever you want to manifest, make room for conversation. Wherever you desire a specific result, know that there is a better perspective on a more satisfying answer that you don't have the privilege of seeing. And ask those who do to come forth and help and facilitate. There is a reason that prayer works, because prayer is a conversation between the spirit world and the physical world. And what it requires is that big word, faith, to trust in the unseen, the unknown, and the unexperienced. Pretty sure that's not a word, but bear with me. So here is your action plan, should you choose to accept it. Make a plan, create space for magic. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. That is our message. I wanted to give a nice shout out and thank you to my good friend Amy Hesney and her son Matthew for listening. We have a new group of C3, which stands for Create, Connect, Consciousness. It's a monthly meetup and connection group where we meditate, we create, we color, we creatively express, and then we share. It's built to empower us in our own creative, intuitive skin, and also to inspire each other. We meet once a month for 3 months per quarter, so once a month, a quarter. And we'd love to have you. So if you have any questions on that, please email me at info@magnetizeyourlight. Or I'd love to have a conversation with you. If any of this resonated with you or didn't, I'd love to hear that too. You can connect with me on Instagram at magnetizeyourlight or on Facebook at magnetizeyourlight. And if you like this message and this podcast, please like and subscribe. It really helps me, and it helps this podcast grow, hopefully to reach more people. Have a lovely day, and I will talk to you soon.